Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the We Don't Know Sports Podcast. Dad the Mark here with a bunch of people. Who we got?
We have just Biggie.
All right, that's one name change, and we got another. There's no more Mr. Brown.
No, where'd he go?
He's dead. He died. He died with the sickness all of a sudden.
Traded him for a goat.
Sleeping with the fishes.
Now it is Greg freaking Rollins.
I like the freaking. We need to put that on a t-shirt.
Absolutely.
G, F, and R.
That's right.
There you go.
I got to stick with Mongo until I get fired.
Yeah.
Mongo's good, though. He just got in the Hall of Fame, so it's perfect. We're good to go.
Mongo. That's right. Without the,
that's you.
You know, without the... being able.
Are you okay, brother?
He's not. You know,
I think we all know where I was going with that. It's probably better I didn't.
Yeah. We know that Mongo McMichael was sick. Did he pass?
No, he's okay.
He's at the end of the road, though.
I think he hangs on until the induction now.
You think? It's possible. Yeah.
How many months is that?
Who gives his induction speech?
It's August.
Apparently the fridge.
Who?
No, it's probably be Jim McMahon. He's over there a lot.
Maybe. Yeah, it's one of those McMahons.
Which Hall of Fame are we talking about? Is it wrestling or NFL?
I think Vince shows up.
It was me, Austin. It was me all along. No, that's not happening. You know what, though? We were talking about wrestling earlier. We were talking about underrated wrestlers, and you said Macho Man.
You said Macho.
Do you feel like he's underrated? I feel like he's appropriately rated.
I think appropriately rated.
Okay.
I feel like he should have won more titles.
I don't know how many won.
In that regard, he didn't get the run at the top that he should have.
So when I was referring to this earlier before you got here, I was speaking only in terms of titles.
Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorite wrestlers growing up.
Like
Mongo in here.
30 years of impression. Gym commercials, and everyone even knows who he is now. I mean, think about it.
I mean, first of all,
so
awesome name.
No, so like you go to the skate arena in the 80s, which we were going to talk about tonight.
We don't even have those now.
So you go to skate arena in the 80s and you get them get to play the wrestling arcade game. It was Man, Hogan, Ultimate Warrior.
Is your Andre in there?
Undertaker.
That was Undertaker. Cool at that time. Was that the one where Undertaker would like a tombstone would appear and he'd hit you with it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
That was the four at that time.
If you're endorsing a product, if I say, I like beef, I like spice, need a little excitement. You know who that is.
Yeah.
There is not one person in WWE today that had the Mike persona that Macho Man has.
No.
And he was one of many at that time.
You know what's crazy is that was his real voice.
Well, that's amazing.
Like, he didn't really.
Randy Puffo, my man.
Do you know what happens when you flame out as a Red in the minors?
He played for the Cardinals too, I think. He bounced around a little bit, but he couldn't throw the ball anymore. What were you going to say, Mongo?
I don't remember.
You don't know.
Yeah. Throw the damn towel.
Did you ever see Macho Man's brother, the professor Lanny Poffo?
No.
Is he a wrestler?
His
brother was Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
No, there's not. I think just kayfabe. It's been a bad week in wrestling, though. Did you see who passed away?
Virgil.
Or Vincent.
Wasn't he not supposed to be at that show coming up there?
He was supposed to be at the little Comic-Con thing?
That she was inviting you off.
Yeah, a couple weeks from now, Chillicothe, Ohio.
So, like, Virgil was supposed to be there.
Wasn't he from here? Or no, he was from North Dakota.
Oh, that's kind of from here.
Maybe he was from West Virginia.
So, I think a lot of people forgot, though, how well he did in the 80s and early 90s because they start thinking of NWO Virgil.
Well, then they think
when he turned on Million Dollar Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, it was so good.
There's so much before the NWO for Virgil, clearly.
Ted DiBiase, that's an underrated star.
There you go. Do you remember the skit whenever he was like telling that kid, you give him $100 if he can just dribble the basketball 10 times? Yeah. And he's like, 1, 2, and he gets to 9, and Ted DiBiase just kicks the ball. Like, better luck next time, kid. That's good stuff.
You know who was overrated?
Overrated?
Underrated.
Underrated.
Giant Gonzalez.
El Gigante.
With the bodysuit.
What was that with the hair on it?
Yeah.
He was
legit like 7'4", though.
That was one of Undertaker's early WrestleMania victories.
Yes. Yeah. Did you ever get to see any of his matches leading up to that event?
Are you really going to call them matches?
Well, it was like they're just jobbers in there.
Oh,
He would just like do a chest slap and they'd fall over and he'd just pin him.
That was it. I hate when they overbook, like Great Khali, you know, these big guys that can't move. At least Undertaker could.
And his intro is like the most racist song ever when Big Khali comes out.
Well, if you want to talk about
it's very Indian sounding.
Stereotypical.
It is. And then they
racist.
The way they had the Punjabi prison match.
Yeah.
What is that?
If you're talking about just strictly titles, how many times was The Undertaker world champ for the fact he's one of the great wrestlers?
I disagree with
weird, you know, like it's who they put the title on.
It's the opposite. What he
said earlier, because you don't have to have the titles because you're that good. Because I brought up Scott Hall earlier. I feel like he was a good enough talent to where he should have had at least a couple of runs as the champ.
He worked with all the A guys. You know what I mean? So
Undertaker's the same way, but Undertaker was way bigger than Scott Hall. But he still never had the hardware because he didn't have to.
Yeah, he might only have like six, and as long as that career was. But, you know, he was better doing other things, I guess.
Did you like Undertaker's American Badass?
I did. I liked the change. And then I was excited when he went back.
I was never a fan when that happened.
You didn't like American Badass?
Nah, I just gravitated towards other players in the game at that time.
The only thing that sucked about the American Badass is him and Big Show having that story about riding their bikes in the desert, and he made him carry his motorcycle out of Death Valley or some. It was like one of the worst in-ring segments ever.
The Big Show is a guy who should have been better than what he was.
I don't know.
He's just a big dumb.
He had a good long career. I mean, just for being big.
Captain Insano.
But I feel like he's had a great run for his size.
I think he's had both his hips replaced.
So when
imagine
Undertaker,
a wear and tear on that body, though.
When Undertaker first came out, didn't he come out to American Badass by Kid Rock? But then there was royalty, so it ended up being Limp Bizkit rolling. Or is that reversed?
He had both songs at different times.
Yeah, I didn't care for it at all.
And then he had the one that was like, Dead Man Walk. But now.
Yeah, I remember that.
Gonna make a big mistake.
I remember that.
I can't allow.
Didn't he ride on a Harley in all three, though?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was a Harley. Didn't he have like a Titan motorcycle? I think they had like some deal with them.
They may have.
I don't know.
I guess what made like just upset me at that time was the fact that I knew that that character was more like who he was in real life. And I just wanted him to be the actual Undertaker.
Right.
Because it kind of just ruins it.
I just need you to bury people alive.
Exactly. You know, we need to have death casket matches.
Yeah.
Dead or alive, you come
exactly. Hey, Mongo doesn't like it when we talk wrestling.
Oh.
I'm cool with
it. I think he's out of the loop on some
of this. I'm cool with it. I'm just.
Do you have a favorite wrestler ever?
Probably Macho Man, actually.
Okay. So that's why he was getting a little antsy there about us saying he might be underrated. He's like, what are you talking about?
Macho Man, I mean, there's no way he's underrated. Everybody knew Macho Man, one of the most recognizable figures in wrestling.
Have you ever heard the comedian, I think his name is Dan Soder, do Macho Man impressions?
No, but I'd like to.
It is amazing.
Biggie, so do you have a favorite wrestler of all time? I think I know the answer.
Who do you think?
It's Stone Cold.
Oh, I thought it was Undertaker.
That's because he looks like Stone Cold.
Stone Cold, right?
I love Stone Cold.
All right, so that's yours. Mine actually is Hulk Hogan, but not because of the eating vitamins Hulk Hogan. I think it's the greatest heel turn in the history of wrestling. And so I'm Hollywood Hulk Hogan. That's what makes, and I know he sucks in the ring, but he was good when you actually watched him back in the day.
And
he could be good.
He put wrestling on the map.
I'm just saying that's my dude because of the NWO, man. So
I was watching the 9 Lives of Hulk Hogan last night on Vice, which is very fun. And they were talking about like the whole reason he became the bad guy is because he got in trouble with like off the, the court stuff with the steroid scandal and all that. And like, he's not the good guy anymore. So he kind of had to be that.
Yeah.
But how many people were able to do it the way he did?
Yeah, it was amazing. And on top of that, for me, the fact you could trace him back to Andre the Giant where they had WrestleMania 3. Like, it just ties it all together for me.
He's the first one I can remember having their own movies.
Yeah. Suburban Commando.
And what was that?
Rock. Princess Bride. That was Andre. Yeah.
What was the one where he was like, it was a boat?
He was a boat.
He was in a boat. There's like a lot of boats in the movie.
Oh, it might be a TV show. Is it
Tropical Thunder?
Tropical Thunder.
There you go. Thunder in Paradise.
Thunder
that's what it is. Thunder in Paradise.
Yep.
Tropic Thunder.
That was a movie.
We're making up the names of shows now.
That was a movie.
Tropical Thunder. Tropic
Thunder was a movie.
Nah, that sounds like a sports drink.
Tropical Thunder.
A sports drink that gives you diarrhea. Tropical Thunder.
One ABC. I mean, I'd have Stone Cold, The Undertaker, Hulk Hogan. I love The Undertaker, but I think Stone Cold's the biggest star in the history of wrestling. But for everybody who doesn't like Hogan, the reason it became what we all loved was because he was willing to go and do what Vince wanted him to. You're a big star. Go to all these other territories that typically are regional. We're going to take them over.
That's how it broke the mold.
They had people threatening to kill him when they would come into that territory.
Now people were just threatening him to go to jail for all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
Vince, like, it's amazing that you're going to go on and not have Vince as part of your history. As a wrestling promotion he founded. And they're going to treat him like Chris Benoit.
Him? They can't. I mean, they can. But
Lesnar, and Lesnar.
And Lesnar.
So we got Hogan, Stone Cold. Who you got?
He's The Rock or Stone Cold?
I like...
He's got to be The Rock.
It's hard for me to have favorites because I like so many different people for so many different reasons. But my favorite wrestler has always been Scott Hall. Even as Razor Ramon. Everything about the total package. So I guess that's why it's hard for me to say he might be underrated because I think I hold him in such high regard. I mean, he's up there. Stone Cold, man. I as time's gone by, I've appreciated him more than The Rock. That's not taking anything away from him, but Stone Cold and like his podcast he does and the Broken Skull sessions and all that stuff. Like he's a good interviewer too. When he gets the boys talking about the business, it's a good time.
I agree with that.
Bob Marley.
You got the dog.
Bobby.
Greg, your dog weighs how much?
5 pounds.
Anybody? 5 pounds.
Greg.
Are you thinking about
when he needs a haircut?
Mr. Rawlings' dog is now on the podcast.
That's right.
He's not going to say anything. But
Marley freaking Rawlings.
His body looks so in proportion.
It does.
Look at its waist.
Yeah. It's like he's wearing a girdle.
It's like all the protein went to the
And then when he turns sideways, the bend in it's so weird.
That's because all he has is pecs. Son.
I think he's got spina bifida.
Maybe.
Something like that.
There we go. There's my buddy.
Have you been paying attention to spring training at all?
No.
I
saw Shohei homering in his first
time. I saw he got married.
Maybe.
Shohei got married?
I saw that today.
Does she speak English?
No, I don't think so.
I know spring training has started. The Mets are having injury issues. That's when you know spring training's officially
underway. That's how you know spring's coming. That's when it's like the groundhog. It's how you know. It's almost time.
Only thing I've been excited for is Chris Sale pitched 2 innings and had 4 strikeouts. Next week, let's talk about it.
that's good. Chris Sale.
Dude, if he is like, he's our number 4, okay? Think about this. He stays healthy. And his ERA is around 3.5. Dude, but I hate it because I want the Phillies to stay at least within 10 games because we're going to coast in there again and get bounced. We need to have something competitive or add another team to make it 8-8.
You could just sign Trevor Bauer.
We should. I'd love that. The Reds should sign Trevor Bauer.
I know. I feel like it's a great fit.
I want you to know this too, Chad. I finished up the preseason predictions for the division winners.
Okay.
And your Reds actually won the vote.
Really?
Central. Mm. Barely over the Cubs.
I don't think they will. Because if they went out and signed like a Trevor Bauer, I'd feel a hell of a lot better. Like
if you sign Trevor Bauer,
that's a game changer.
The Reds over the Cubs.
That's a game changer.
But so you were first and then the Cubs.
So why is anybody even going to sign Bauer ever? Is it, I mean, like, wouldn't it happen now?
He was on double secret probation or something, or he's blackballed that they can take him. Like, you could sign him dirt cheap. Why isn't
any team in baseball can sign him for the league minimum?
And that's all he's asking
to me. If the Braves can get him as the number 5, sign me the freak up, man.
Is the fallout? Is it going to be that bad if you sign him? Like, are fans going to be that mad over a guy? Most
fans think he should be signed right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's ran its course over 2 years, and you've seen the whole story play out.
Yeah, so, like, he's never been convicted of anything, so why the hell is he not in the league?
Yeah, that was a setup, right?
It has to be.
I mean, you read that stuff.
I'll say this about the Braves. Everybody, you know, the Dodgers loaded up Ohtani. They got the couple Japanese pitchers in their rotation. Looks like it's going to be crazy. You don't even have Walker Buehler or Kershaw in it to start the year coming back from injury. So they're at the end of your rotation. Braves got the best lineup in baseball. Reigning MVP. Sale's going to be your four. And Spencer Strider is the next big thing.
He's the next it pitcher.
He really is. And we locked him up for 7 years.
Oh, I mean, I just.
Of course you did.
It'll be Braves and Dodgers both with 100, 204 wins.
They'll both dominate the regular season, but which one of us, because we're both in the same category, wants to choke once October comes?
You just don't want that bye.
Not exactly.
You'll be all right. Stay hot.
I was like, stay close, Philly, please, for the love of God.
You know what they ought to do? We ought to get a baseball report card like they did for the NFL this week.
I enjoyed looking at that.
I didn't dive into it that much, except for I know Cincinnati had a lot of F's and F minuses in there. But, like, the things around personnel were good. And the gym and strength coach and Zach Taylor, they were all good grades.
I was going to tell you real quick because, like, I just touched on the Reds. So, the six division winners that were predicted,
yep.
Okay, the Braves were predicted at 76% to win a division, the most votes in any division.
It's not surprising.
And more than the Dodgers.
Yeah, let me finish. So then the Orioles were 66% over the Yankees.
Still more
much, which I think is crazy. Yeah. Third was the Dodgers at 63%.
Well, they're all hot numbers.
Right. Man. But then again, here's what's funny. So then you had the Twins at 42. The who am I missing here?
Maybe Astros.
I don't know. At 40. And then the Reds at 30. That's how close the Central was in the National League.
Yeah. Which
it's wide open.
Nobody's
centrals are wide open.
Nobody's bad and nobody's exceptional.
Were the Diamondbacks, just out of curiosity.
Diamondbacks were second. That's why the Dodgers didn't get as much, because people are believing in the Diamondbacks right now.
That sucks if you're a Padres fan.
Yeah. My buddy Padres Bob.
Yeah.
He's leaving for spring training tonight. He'll be there at midnight, and he's going to be hanging out there in Arizona for the next week, and we'll probably get some live updates.
That's cool as hell.
Yeah. So,
I got two questions for you, or two thoughts. Imagine being a team worth like $4 billion, the Red Sox, and you're not willing to pay Mookie Betts or Xander Bogaerts. And on the flip side of that, about getting paid, Bellinger finally signed, right? Blake Snell got offered a 6-year, $150 million deal from the Yankees, turned it down.
He's still out there, right?
He's still sitting there.
What is he expecting to get?
He's a reigning Cy Young winner, though.
I mean, they offered him, what's that, $30 million a year?
No, average? I think that's very appropriate
for a pitcher.
You know who Boris is, you know, so he probably felt – I think he misplayed the market, and I feel like Boris is not adapting with the current free agent trends.
He just wants to do his thing.
Yeah, but, like, it used to work out in the past for him, but now teams are being smarter, and they're like – I'm going to draw my line in the sand and say, this is what I'm offering. And that's it. They don't go past it.
I feel like the owners have gotten together.
They've gotten smarter.
And said, as long as one of us doesn't make a dumb move, like a Deshaun Watson deal, we can make these guys come back to where we want them to be.
What if, like, the owners had their own meeting? They're like, and they discussed all upcoming free agents, and they're like, no one goes over 150 for a Snell.
You know, I feel like that probably happens in a certain regard, but you know, there's some owners. Like, if the NFL ever tried to do that, Jerry Jones would definitely not go along, right? Like, if George Steinbrenner was still alive, like, he's not listening to any plan by anybody else. If anything, it's incentivizing him to do the opposite. So I'm sure some of that happens.
But how do they treat the owners, though, when you set that line in the sand and then they see that we're this close to competing for it all, and we're like, I'll go 10 over, and they're like, what are we talking about?
It'll be the Dodgers. That's how it'll happen. You watch.
Yeah. So
Mongo's getting molested by your dog.
No, I think he's molesting my dog.
It's mutual.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
You had to take a guess on any of the free agents left. Where do you think they sign? Snell end up with the Yankees, somewhere else?
It's between the Yankees and the Angels.
So not the Angels.
Which is weird, because why are the Angels buying for anybody right now?
did you
– Washington.
Did you have a thought on Rendon's take the other day? Yeah,
complete trash. Think about how well.
What do you say exactly?
I mean, I get it. Like, don't get me wrong. Family comes first. But, like, anybody that's making millions of dollars playing baseball, you don't just come out and say, like, I'm not committed to the team. This is just a job to me. Like, it's not a good look.
It's not a good look. Like, Even like, if you feel that way, why do you say that out loud?
I mean, the thing is, you're playing a child's game, and the fact is, like, I get it.
You like, we would all trade, right?
Everyone would love to. I mean, everyone wants to be with their family, but at the end of the day, you have a career, too. And if that's your career, I think you should count yourself as pretty fortunate.
How much does he make a year?
Too damn much.
He's
like around $33 million.
I was going to say, he's around 30, right?
He won that World Series in Washington and bailed, and he just raped.
Is that your Joe Flacco?
Absolutely. Put his agent in the
Joe game. Flacco of Major League Baseball.
I would love to see Mike Trout get traded to a team that's going to compete, so I can see
you know what
postseason.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. Put him in Philly right now. That'll at least make my regular season more entertaining.
Well, they start like really? That token.
Just like that.
Just like that. He's the from guy, Philly. Put him there.
The guy the Philly's playing.
He's on the downhill anyway.
Garbage. I can't remember what his name is, but he's garbage.
Who?
The Philly starting center
fielder. Oh, Christian Pache.
Yeah.
Oh, Pache.
Former Braves.
I was going to say, he used to be on Atlanta, right?
Yeah, we traded him to Oakland, and they traded him to Philly that quick.
Man, what's the deal with Oakland? They still act like this ain't finalized.
No.
It's not.
That's how it feels.
It's not?
Well, no. So the mayor of Las Vegas came out.
So much legal stuff going on.
Told him stay in Oakland.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you not want him?
There's something with where they were going to build the stadium that's like falling through right now. Why the mayor would say they don't want a professional franchise, I have no idea, but she did. She just flat out said they should look at a way to stay where they are.
That's so stupid.
Unless it's some political ploy to get somebody in Vegas to pony up more or something.
Maybe.
You got the Knights, you got the Raiders, then you'd have the A's, you got the Aces in the WNBA.
Yeah, don't forget about the big WNBA there, Biggie. Put some respect on them.
I know no one wants to discuss it.
The WNBA, you're right. I don't.
That, and also, why is every team leaving Oakland? What's wrong with Oakland?
Have you ever been to Oakland?
No, I just heard they shit on the streets like San Francisco.
I remember Oakland made the Bub Rub famous. That was that little exhaust noise. Woo-woo! You ever see that? That was Oakland. And then Epic Beard Man was in Oakland.
Maybe it's because the A's are so bad.
No, every sport, Brad.
It's so run down. You can't get government funding for your teams, for your new stadium, all that sort of stuff.
Is that where they got rid of all the San Francisco homeless? They just put them in Oakland?
Look at
whenever the president
in China. Golden State Warriors. They were in Oakland when they built a new arena. What'd they do? They went across the bay, San Francisco.
It can't be cheaper to do.
You're going to change your name to the Golden Shower Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Brock
breaking news here from Manga.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. How much have you had to drink this evening?
Some things are just a mystery.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
I don't know what's happening.
You need wasabi nuts.
Man,
those are peas. Those aren't nuts.
Oh yes,
well, you guys get the,
I would
the
never
best...
put nuts in my mouth.
So yeah, I don't think that's true.
You drink too many of these Hitlers, and they hit you hard.
What Hitlers? Those are just German beer, Biggie. Oh. I don't think they're.
Yeah, that's as good a beer.
Y'all went to TNM Meats. Well, Big, you didn't go, but these two guys.
Why are you looking at him?
We did.
I don't know. He's just across to my right, so I keep looking at him. You got sunglasses on. You look like you're playing poker.
I am.
You got your hat pulled down, sunglasses on.
Yeah.
But they're
little do you know, so. I can see your cards and your reflection. He's three high.
Right.
I wear my sunglasses at night. Who sings that song?
Sang it for the longest time. It was, I thought it was dude from, I can't even think right now. No, from the Labyrinth. Who was that?
From the Labyrinth.
The movie. David Bowie.
Oh.
I used to think it was him, but it's Corey Hart.
Yeah, Corey Hart. Thank you. That's. David, it doesn't sound like David Bowie.
I don't know.
Corey's is,
I just felt like that was him in that maze. It seemed right.
How's Corey Feldman doing?
I don't know. I see videos of Corey Feldman sometimes online, and I can't tell if it's like new or just. Oh, he looks terrible.
He does.
Damn it! It's time to pick. It's time to pick.
What?
We made it. Tomorrow is March 1st. We're 2 months into the year, and we haven't picked a celebrity death pool.
I thought we had to stick with our. Person until they died.
I don't think we should stick with it. I think we should talk because
you picked a 50-year-old, Chad.
No. I'm just saying it adds to conversation if you do it every week or have a conversation about it instead
so
of
we just leave it alone. So we pick new ones.
Yeah. Cause I mean, if you change and then what if you change and had one, what if it was like, man, I had that person 2 months ago. Why did I change?
I don't know. All right.
It adds an element of intrigue.
I would still win.
I am in support of bringing back the celebrity death pool if and bringing it back it, with regularity.
I'm going to win. I'm telling you.
All right. Well, then go first.
Wait, do you have some inside knowledge on somebody? Did he set us up here?
Oh, this could be because the guy he had is 100 years old and he's really good to switch off.
Van
Dyke?
Yes.
Was he on his phone just now? Live. Quit looking at your phone. Quit looking up if something's wrong with Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Van Dyke just passed.
Stop it.
We didn't agree to this yet.
You know, the worst part of this is I put money on it last year, and my money is gone. I don't know who has it.
We talked about this. It's been stolen by your sibling.
There's Ray King. Did Ray King?
We're going to say that on air now? I'm not.
We'll delete that out.
If you give him money, it's not coming back. You gave me the money, I'll say it. I don't care. Delete it or leave it in.
It's not untrue.
You gave me the money when we started the pool, but you were the only one that paid me.
Oh,
I told them not to. I took your money to the dog track and I bet the ponies and I lost.
Okay. You bet the ponies at the dog track? No wonder you lost.
I just watched them on that big projection style TV.
Wait, can you bet on the ponies at the dog track?
Yes, you can.
Damn, you are a degenerate gambler.
You sit there and you go, you're whipping them just like you're the little child.
Have you ever saw a sport that Biggie didn't bet on? I mean, let's be real. So does pony racing surprise you?
Is it like Shetland ponies?
Yeah.
Oh,
you bet a little tiny.
I call them the ponies, but they're really horses.
You remember when they used to let monkeys ride the greyhounds?
They're not miniature horses.
The pony from Parks and Rec? A little mini pony.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't know what you're talking about. Little Sebastian. That's an underrated show.
It is.
Parks and Rec is fantastic. Everybody knows Ron Swanson,
though. Oh yeah, yeah. He stole the show.
With his mustache, but I know who Greg likes from Parks and Rec. You don't even watch the show, do you?
No, but I know you're gonna say
Aubrey
Plaza. Was it Dirty Grandpa?
Aubrey Plaza. Yeah.
She's amazing.
Oh,
we didn't even talk about her Super Bowl commercial.
Well, she was like, put some seed in me, Grandpa.
No, she was in with Ron Swanson.
Is that De Niro?
Yeah.
Yeah, good thing it wasn't Pacino. He is a dirty grandpa.
Yeah. I'd say De Niro is right behind him.
He probably is. De Niro
just had a kid and he's 80.
So did he really?
He's a dirty grandpa.
Oh, that was Pacino.
They both did.
What?
Yes.
Well, he had a kid in that movie too, so it checks out.
Oh, those Italian stallions. Look at him go. All right, so let's go back to the death pool. We got to pick names. We got to get this out the way.
All right, Bradley, would you like to start?
Yeah, because you all ain't going to take me. I could change off of Dick Van Dyke. And y'all still ain't going to take me. That's how confident I am.
Yeah, you brought it up, so you pick first.
And Jimmy Carter.
That's a good
Ooh,
one.
Is he in hospice care?
He's been in hospice care since 2022.
His wife just passed.
She did.
So that's what's going to happen.
It
always happens. Somewhere.
But he's not. I'm going to call it, too. He's not going to die like everybody thinks. He's going to be working on, like, a house.
Yeah.
Oh, the Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
At 100 years old?
Yeah.
That's what he did.
He's going to fall off the roof with a hammer. And the fall won't kill him. It's the hammer.
If the fall don't kill him and he's 100, I salute you.
Yeah, sir. Right?
When I think of that really quickly,
going on a roof with a wheelchair?
Is he in a wheelchair?
Cool Time when you were a kid with Tim Allen? Remember the one where they do Habitat for Humanity homes for Jimmy Carter and they have Evander Holyfield and those guys?
I do not.
Okay.
Evander Holyfield was in it?
Yeah. Because Tim Allen tries to tell him he's doing something wrong and throws him his piss.
Mongo, what's wrong?
Someone took a shit. And it is bad.
You've had the dog on your lap for a long time.
Yeah. It has not been on my lap.
Marley's been over here for a while, so it's either one of you three.
I'm not that close to him.
Biggie, he's looking at big. Smelling bad. I would blame him.
I think
I did, and I don't realize that. That's funny thing.
I hope that's not true. I feel like Biggie would definitely claim it.
All right, so I'm just going to double down. Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
Oh, so now here's where
I respect that.
Here's where
I got mad respect for that. He's been quiet this last 2 months.
That's when it happens. And it happens in threes.
He's going to die. GFR can win.
And Back to the Future 1.
You know how he wins? Steal his electric razor.
Who?
Who?
GFR. It's short. That's you.
Greg freaking Rawlings.
Sorry.
It's still new. It's still new. Wow. Is that what he just said?
That's how you win the pool. You just take away his electric razor.
You just pick...
Oh, he's making a Michael J. Fox joke.
Sorry. Oh. It took us a minute to get there.
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox, great at making martinis, terrible at stealing tambourines.
I hope you win.
I know why. Now I know why Biggie said me.
I hope you win. All right, Biggie, you got to pick one. We got to pick one.
I'm going to stick with Jack.
No!
I don't like that.
That is a shocking.
And I feel like since the last time we talked about that, I feel like we had some positive sightings of
Jack. He finally came out of the house, but I only know of once.
Yeah, but...
I think that's a good choice to re-up.
I feel like he's doing that...
I don't want it to happen, but I think it's a good choice.
Marlon Brando, one of those other really famous actors, did kind of the same thing where they quit acting, became real reclusive, and then they passed away.
All right. So you got...
I'm not ready. I don't know.
Ooh.
Because I feel like...
Whose was your last year?
It was Corey Feldman.
If I had to change...
So brought it up.
I don't think you're going to stick with Corey Feldman.
If I had to change, I would say that Charlie Sheen falls off the wagon.
You're going to say Charlie Sheen?
No, I'm
sticking with He's trying to inception me. He's trying to make me think of...
Well, think of somebody like that. You like the guys in their mid-50s. Pick one that's a crackhead.
Oh, man.
I think that's a good choice.
I think Charlie Sheen's in his 60s now.
I'm probably is.
Out there because you said...
But he's got tiger blood.
Yeah, he never dies.
What kind of snack is that?
And Charlie Sheen didn't get AIDS. AIDS got Charlie Sheen.
Exactly. Like, he has his own Chuck Norris jokes about AIDS.
How old is Chuck Norris?
That's a good one. There you go, Chad. I didn't mean to do that.
That'd be unexpected. I don't feel like that's a smart decision to pick Chuck Norris.
Yeah, you would be haunted forever.
That's not happening.
We're all in our 40s, and he's going to outlive all of us.
He's going to.
Can I give you some options?
Let's spitball this. Let's have a little brain trust.
I'm gonna give you like a list of short five here.
Okay.
All right. We got Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones. Ooh.
James Earl Jones, maybe.
We got I had a good list, and then I
but James Earl Jones. I get Morgan Freeman. You can't do that. Jimi Hendrix. It's not Jimi Hendrix.
Died.
Morgan Freeman was bored.
He says Morgan Freeman and Jimi Hendrix is the same person.
Yeah.
Do you really believe that, or is that just funny? Ha ha.
It's funny. Ha ha.
Okay. Just making sure. You like conspiracy theories and whatnot, so I don't know.
They do look similar.
You sure it's not funny queer?
Huh?
There's funny queer and funny ha ha.
I was going funny ha ha.
Yeah.
We can cut that out if we need to.
No, it's okay.
I'm glad our editors hit. You know?
What about Mel Brooks?
I watched
he's got to be dead already.
No, the History of the World Part 2.
Three?
The History of the World Part 2 was on Netflix, and they did some stuff with Jesus and the disciples being the Beatles. It was hilarious.
How old is he now?
That's great. He's got to be fucking 100.
Hey, what about William Shatner?
How about
he's
owner?
In his 90s now.
How about the owner of the Bears? Isn't she like 100?
She's like 104.
I feel like nobody picks women. We always pick guys.
Because women always outlive
How about Vince McMahon?
No.
Ooh, you know,
he's too stubborn to die. Good.
No, because he's so good.
No, you already dapping up over Vince McMahon.
He's been in the limelight his entire life. A guy like that can't go and live in the shadows.
He's not. He's still in the limelight.
He's done.
He's got to go to court. I know, he's got subpoenas.
He would be one of those who'd be like, you're not going to get the best of Vincent Kennedy McMahon. How?
Now, that I do believe.
That's what it
Vince
be.
Would go. He'd be like a Ruby Ridge or something.
He's a loose cannon.
Yeah, but he ain't dying. Y'all crazy.
He's going to be dying in jail, though. Why don't he kill himself?
You know what, though? Wrestlers do die young, and they die frequently. Maybe I should pick a wrestler.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want wrestlers to die.
Doink the Clown's still alive.
The original one? No. Okay. No. I think I'm going to go
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
No, he's American.
Stop
treasure.
It. Oh,
yeah. Get my 2x4.
I feel like musicians go quick, right? Yeah.
You're bouncing around way too much here. Around.
Depends on the genre, though.
This is a hard thing. I didn't think about it. I didn't come prepared. Mongo just sprung this on it. And you guys had good ones. And I guess
doubled down.
I guess nobody had good ones because nobody's won yet. It's so I don't know why.
29th.
It's a leap year.
We can only do this like once every 4 years.
No, that's not
last year.
Yeah, no, we do it tomorrow. Up.
I'm going to disagree. Leap year did not happen last year.
That's true. That's true.
Bad, but
sorry, he's right.
What do you say? Only this happens every. What do you thought? Just the day itself? I thought you meant our conversation.
We're doing a show on leap year. It's so now, incredible.
It's untrue. It's so we can't change our minds for 4 years.
Mm.
So pick one.
If Jimmy Carter lives 4 years,
you're done.
Yeah, I'll suck all of your dicks.
Oh, all right. Mark.
Jimmy Carter.
Mark that in your calendar. Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself, Simon.
Has Hillary Clinton got anybody in trouble lately?
Oh, no.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Though. I mean, that's how people
think. She's not dying.
Isn't that anybody? How that happens?
No, but who's going to commit suicide?
Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah, how about that one? She might die.
Ghislaine Maxwell, yeah. She might commit suicide.
She might unalive herself.
Is he really just dancing this much? I'm going to play a song, and you're going to start dancing.
You probably could. I got a little shit.
See that little feet getting it.
Mm. Dancing in the street.
I got size 12s, buddy. Do Calm you? Down.
You got 27 seconds to pick one.
27 seconds.
Well, if your feet are this big, congratulations on your penis.
That's what I tell people. It's all connected.
It says, I know where I'm starting first.
Mm. Jimmy Carter, that's where I'm starting. Madness long on that
line. Brad, bro.
What'd he just do?
Now what?
What'd he say?
He loves some wieners tonight.
What's wrong with you? Look at him. Look at him. He's like his smile's lighting up the room.
It is.
What did you have at TNN Meats?
I don't know what he had. I'd like to have some of it. Maybe I don't. I don't want the wiener.
I had a lot of itis.
You have the itis.
It's a Wiesenbach.
It's that German beer.
Mm.
But it's 9%.
It's very good.
My answer is Bill Cosby.
Oh, Pudding Pop.
I had it early, but I just wanted to make sure I was comfortable with it.
All right. So, I like that.
Speaking of dudes that like dicks.
I mean, is that what happened to him?
So, I think so.
I don't think that's what happened.
Since you bring it.
Mongo don't even know what happened to Bill Cosby.
Since you said Cosby, I'm going to bring this up. A couple weeks ago at Music Fest for show choir, there was a school that came from Ohio, and they were Cosby High School. And me and the other show choir dads were like, God, I want to make a freaking Bill Cosby joke, but I shouldn't. But the fact we were all on the same page was fine. So then we finally asked them, because they were a really big school, and all their stage people, they were super nice. We said, what's your mascot? We're like hoping it'd be the Pudding Pops or something. They were the Cosby Knights.
The Knights,
yeah, but they said
he'll make
they were
it
like,
tonight.
You're the first people not to make Cosby jokes right away.
Oh, and you're like, I missed my chance. Yep. Why didn't you? You should have not hesitated.
Well, they were very nice, and I didn't want to be insensitive to people I didn't know. To people I know, I like being insensitive.
Okay,
I saw that movie Cosby Knights.
God, what? What?
Yeah,
what is that?
As a, it's a Boogie Nights sequel.
Is that what you were trying to do, Boogie Nights just now?
Roller room.
Cosby Nights.
All right. So,
what is he talking about?
Bill Cosby, Michael J. Fox, Jack, Jimmy Carter.
There you go. That's it. There you go. Thanks for wrapping it up, Ernie.
That was a good bow on that.
Not just any Jimmy Carter, but falling off the roof in his wheelchair.
That was awful specific. Yeah. And then I feel like that could be used against you in the court of law, you know, as an admission of something.
If that man is on a roof with a wheelchair, it can't be blamed on me.
I feel like Brad knows way too much. I feel like this is the same scenario when they're waiting for dude to lose one of his arms in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah.
So he knows what's going to happen, and I'm kind of uncomfortable how confident he is in the exact scenario.
No guys. Rebuttal from Mongo.
Awkward silence.
He's like,
Like,
unless there's a squirrel running out there, I think he's pretty confident.
Well, he was already down that rabbit hole because what they say in the movie, I'll suck you off.
That's what I'm saying.
Johnny Lawrence, man. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the mustache.
Yeah, I think the boldest pick is Mr. Rawlings. Baseball Rawlings sticking with
Michael J. Fox.
I think so.
He's the only one that stuck with it.
Have you asked for his autograph lately?
He's still signing it. That was 7 months ago.
Oh, I'm never going to be able to cash this check he wrote me. All right.
Welcome, Satan.
Since we're talking about Michael J. Fox and the Hot Tub Time Machine, I was thinking about this earlier, and I just wanted to ask you guys this. You know, you have the lost art of television, sitcoms, all these TV shows that were on the 80s, the 90s, whatever. Do you have like a favorite TV theme song?
Life goes on.
Do you like that one?
It's not life goes on.
Life goes on.
All right.
No.
That's great.
No.
I like the Wonder Years.
That is a good one.
Hey, everybody, a cookie.
There's not one better than the Wonder Years, in my opinion.
Only
manga. I hate myself, but
I'm going with Fraggle Rock.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
Or I'm going to change my vote right now. Tales from the Crypt.
I like that.
Good one.
That's iconic.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
That's a good one.
I'm sticking with Tales from the Crypt.
So what we just discovered is like 80s and early 90s sitcoms had much better, rememberable intros than what we have nowadays.
Or we just remember them. Well, now everybody can just like skip forward. They don't have to watch the intro.
Like,
I love how we keep leaving chat out at the end.
If you
wait, what?
You had to come back from the commercial. Well, I mean, you know, now you don't.
Sometimes I just want to know what y'all think.
You asked the question. Come on.
Oh, does that mean I already have an answer?
I think so.
You have an answer.
Should.
You know,
I have a couple that I like, but one that always is a banger for me. Don't judge me.
Wow.
Family Matters.
Yeah,
that is a great theme song.
All right, like in the same area, Fresh Prince,
TGIF.
Everyone knows the Fresh Prince song.
Yeah, everybody, like even
West Philadelphia,
even kids nowadays.
Born and raised on a playground.
Look at how Biggie bobs his head side to side when he does it.
I mean, everybody knows that.
Biggie's hitting us with the chicken head.
And also, Married with Children.
Yep.
Oh, Sinatra. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah,
that's
iconic.
Good.
Yeah. That's iconic.
So there's so many. I don't feel like there's any now. Oh. I've been on Unsolved Mysteries, Ben, so I'm going to throw that in there.
So close to that on our social media. Was that you, Biggie?
Yeah. Well, because when I saw it when I was
with
kid,
Robert Stack, right?
Yeah, Robert Stack with Unsolved Mysteries.
Who's that other guy that hosted it that looks like a knockoff Burt Reynolds? Yeah.
I didn't even watch him. I don't give him no
he's
street
like
cred.
A dark-complected. I've seen him on TV a bunch.
No
he
street
did,
cred from me.
No.
Or something.
His
I don't
voice
know.
Ain't right for it.
No. Robert Stack, though, he'd scurry you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He
were you
voice, and then I don't know. I
were you more afraid of the supernatural ones or the alien ones or like a murderers on the loose?
I was more afraid of the murderer on the loose ones to me.
Yeah,
because like if it was like the next state over and this stuff happened and no one ever found them, it's like, huh.
But I feel like every time they did like murder suspects on Unsolved Mystery, they were always in the Pacific Northwest.
Yep.
Like is that? I thought that's where all serial killers were from.
No, like,
they're from Bend, Oregon. Sorry, Bend, Oregon, if you're listening out there. I didn't mean to put some disrespect on the town.
They start there and they move east.
Well, I have one last question. We didn't talk any sports, and I was dying to ask you guys this because we didn't really talk about this. But the NBA, is that the worst All-Star game in all of sports now? Like the NFL got rid of theirs.
The funny thing about the NBA to me is that I heard that Adam Silver and Joe Dumars had made it really clear to the players they wanted a competitive game. They expected them to go hard.
It's ridiculous.
It was a complete just abomination. Did you see Adam Silver after the All-Star game? Have you seen that clip?
No.
It's done, and they go to give out the All-Star game MVP trophy, and he goes, congratulations to the East. You scored 200 – or he goes, well – you scored the most points. Congratulations to the East. Like, just like you could
so tell. So the fact he's not happy, that makes me feel a little better about him.
That he's got some awareness.
I mean, like, my God. So I saw a statistic that showed this game had like 7 fouls. And then in the mid-90s or early 90s, it was like 134 fouls.
Yep.
Like, they actually played for the All-Star game. These guys are clowns.
There's no pride in this whatsoever.
Well, like, even, like, two of my favorite players, the Joker and Doncic, both played it like it was a damn circus. They don't take it seriously, but they're my two favorite players in the regular season. But, like, they have no pride in this because it's just a joke now.
Now, yeah. It's beyond the breaking point. I can't say it's just
them. Well, I think they realize how big of a joke it is. So, what's the point?
Yep.
When the guy who becomes you know, as Kobe faded out, LeBron becomes the face of the league, and he doesn't take it
serious. I knew you were going Kobe here.
The other guys aren't going to either, and I think that's how it falls.
We posted that clip of Kobe playing defense, right?
Like, whole court.
Who do you think the next face of the league is?
I think
Wimby.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
it's Wimby. But like you got,
I told you guys. I told you.
Jokic and
this is Yao Ming and his leg breaks.
Jokic and Luka are going to carry it for a while, I think. Yeah.
They're going to carry it for a while. I saw this interesting stat on Wimby. He's averaging 21 and 10 or 21 and 11. His 21 points per game is in only 27 minutes played a game. It's the highest rate of points to minutes since Jordan's rookie year.
Yeah, but he's going to be Grant Hill, man. He's going to be playing on garbage
teams. He had that one statistic to where, like, he was only one of two people between him and Jordan.
That had back-to-back games with 5 blocks and 5 steals as a rookie.
Right.
You know, if we're going – old school nostalgia, what would Grant Hill have been if it weren't for injuries?
Oh, Pistons Grant Hill, when they had those hideous uniforms, was a mad.
You don't like those?
No, I hated them. I hated all those 90s uniforms.
What about the Raptors with the Raptor dribbling the basketball?
Like that.
All right.
It's just different.
Grant Hill.
Anyways, 26-6 during his prime, and he was killing it out of Duke, straight out of the league.
Yep.
He was LeBron, before he hurt his ankle.
I think that's pretty fair.
If you look at some of his good years in Detroit, it was 24-25 a game, 7-8 rebounds, 7-8 assists. That's LeBron's numbers.
So fundamental. He was such a fundamental player.
He really tried to, man. Like, those injuries, he kept trying to come back. He played a long time.
Oh, yeah. He actually made a run late in his career.
Yeah, after those injuries rattled off, he had, like, a good
he was 5 to 7 years
where he was still playing.
Phoenix still averaging double figures. Right. Like, I mean, he was a baller.
I always wondered what would have happened in the early 2000s if him and T-Mac were healthy together.
Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah. People don't even know about that because it never happened, but they signed, like, Orlando once upon a time thought, you know what, we lost Shaq, let's start spending money in free agency, and then look what happened. They got burnt, and now they've never done it again since. They've learned their lesson. Remember when we signed Grant Hill? No, not doing this again.
So how is it that America's oldest game, they had to change all these rules? It's no good. The new demographic doesn't like it. Is the only one that still has a watchable All-Star weekend, you know, baseball. You still love the game, guys. Like,
I baseball's different, I guess. I don't know. Because
home run derby is the same as it's always been, I feel like.
Yeah, to me, the home run derby is still watchable every year, whereas the slam dunk contest hasn't been good in a long time.
Well, yeah, you gotta retire.
The guy won the last 2 years isn't even in the league.
They have to promote him from the G League for like a day.
Yeah, they sign him to 10-day deals or whatever.
How do you fix it?
You can't.
The conversation we had before was, what if you did a 1-on-1 tournament instead?
No, that would be amazing, but they would never do
that. They would never do it. But wouldn't that be amazing?
Like, I feel like you should do it by position, starting out like as a tournament, and then let each champ go against each other.
A small court.
Yeah, half
court. Yeah, just half court. 1-on-1.
I'm saying, like, let all the guards play 1-on-1, right? Forwards, true bigs.
Maybe do a 6-7 or 6-6 and under. And
I'm just something saying, like, let them play, and then, like, let the champs come out from each position. And then, because, like, a guard playing a center is each going to have their advantages.
Right. I mean, it just depends. Like, are you doing win or out? You make it, do you get the ball? Because then the guard might dominate. You never know.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, just that would be something people would watch if all the players were getting in it. So my thing is, if you're elected to the All-Star game, right, you're required to be in the 1-on-1 tournament.
That would be amazing. Because you're an All-Star.
Be right now?
And then the commissioner, the commissioner would, depending on how many they need for the tournament, would establish, you know, the last people out and make them come.
So give me some matchups that you would like to see.
Wimby against LeBron. Wimby against LeBron.
See, well, I think LeBron would wear him out.
See, I'd like to see LeBron KD.
That's what I was thinking.
I'd like to see Steph Kyrie.
Ooh. I feel like Kyrie would probably beat Steph. I really do.
I do too.
On a one-on-one.
Yeah.
What about Steph versus Wimby?
I mean, it's such a dynamic difference.
That would be
fun. Like, it might be interesting. Dude can block it while I still got a foot in the key.
I know.
But Curry can pull it from half court.
Yeah. But what's Curry going to block?
Nothing.
Nope. He's just got to try to strip
that one.
Joker Embiid is big man one-on-one.
Oh, see, that would be amazing. Just watching these guys. They'd bang, too.
No, because he wouldn't let him muscle him.
Yeah, they'd try, though.
No, Embiid tried.
The one thing that bothers me the most when we talk basketball, not us, but people who are just complete idiots, is they throw shade on, like, the older players. Like Luka and Doncic, or Luka and Joker. Joker's my favorite player in the league. They're great players, but they're not athletic, right? Larry Bird would kill it in today's NBA.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I watch, like, I follow this basketball stuff, and all they do is they crap on all the old players. They're no good. They're not athletic.
If you look at it, though, I feel like the NBA is the worst league where players don't honor the ones that came before
them.
Yeah,
that's
so. I would say MLB, NFL.
You're talking about the players,
and then NFL,
yeah.
Or NBA. Sorry, last. Where they don't honor the people who came before them.
You're right. Now, why is that?
NBA is always the one dogging out the plumbers.
Yeah, there's.
Whereas, like, if an MLB player is asked today about Ted Williams, they're like, oh, complete hitter.
Even the NFL, like, right. You know, nobody's like Terry Bradshaw's a punk ass. Well, like,
I'm talking about Jim Brown, pioneer, amazing running
back. Oh, no, he would get destroyed in the day.
Is that not a complete mindset change?
It is, but the NBA, you're right. They are an outlier
they're just like plumbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it bothers
me. Imagine Jerry West's stats if there's a 3-point line.
Yeah, right.
He was a plumber.
We don't want to talk about that.
Or Pistol Pete.
And you're playing the game to what it is. You know what I mean? Like that at the time, you're playing around those rules and that stipulation.
Yeah, it's changed so much. It's like saying that Jerry West wouldn't be able to hit 4 or 5 threes a game, or these guys from the 80s, even say Reggie Miller. If Reggie Miller played today, he'd shoot 12. He'd be James Harden. Not dribble wise, but what I mean is he'd shoot 12 threes a game.
I saved this because I was going to put it up here in a minute, but it was Charles Barkley. And he said, wait a minute, you're going to make $70 million and you can't play basketball 3 or 4 days a week. They fly private. They got the best medical staff ever created. People work in a steel mill every day. I'm pretty sure they tired too, but they get up and go to work.
Yep.
That's Barkley. You know, they don't make them like that anymore.
Nah,
so,
I love Charles Barkley.
So what if you took guys out of that old mindset that you had in the 70s, 80s, and even 90s, even in the early 2000s, and you put them in today's game with the type of training and structure you have and the medical staff? My God.
And that's what people don't give them credit for. You look at the league today, they made a rule saying you have to play at least 65 games to be allowed to play, get, you know, postseason or end of season awards like MVP. Why is that in there? Because these guys, oh, my knee hurts, I don't want to play tonight, to what you just said about Barkley. The training's the best. The nutrition's the best. Go out there and play.
Back then, though, they didn't have to be told that you got to play 65 games, right?
There was an unwritten rule.
That you're just like, if I can play, I'm going to play.
You're right.
You look at games played versus years played. Okay, LeBron's in year, like, 21. Physical specimen, right? John Stockton played less years but more games because he played almost 82 every year, and they were always
– Did he really? Did you look that up? He hates LeBron so much, he's going to find that stat.
No, here's the thing. I think he hates LeBron. I'm going to say this because I came around late with Tom Brady as well. No one can dispute what LeBron's doing in the year 21 season. It's unparalleled.
Yeah.
It's nothing we've ever seen. Like, if he had, like, Jordan or Kobe's mentality, he would go down as the best ever, and they wouldn't be even comparable.
Yeah. He wouldn't have promoted himself.
Yeah, that doesn't help. But he said the other day he doesn't like to, you know, pat himself on the back.
I mean, I have no problem, though. I know Kobe's the closest thing to Jordan. I have no problem when people say Jordan, LeBron, then Kobe.
We're just boomers stuck in our way.
I feel like LeBron at this point has passed Kobe. I'm just being honest in my assessment.
He's definitely top five. I don't think there's any argument with that.
I think he's number two, and it's not close.
Anyone who would say that he's not their top five is just hate.
But I agree.
I've seen Kenny Smith's list. He doesn't have him up there. To me, he's one of your top two or three players all time.
I agree with Greg. And I think Jordan's number one. But I think you can say it's biased because that's who we saw during, you know, our prime and his prime, essentially. But to your point, like, how do you argue against the longevity and the ability to score but be a team player? And you're right. Like, the thing that is going to hold him back is he doesn't have that killer instinct right. that we want. But – he is the most respected guy in the NBA. Like, even with all his flaws, like, overall, most players look at him and they're like, he's the GOAT. Young players will say he's the GOAT. Other athletes, people that are, you know, Justin Fields, I saw the other day, they were asking him, and he said, it's LeBron, you know, because it's the age thing. It's what they got to see. And you got to see two decades of dominance.
Yep. No, what LeBron's done is amazing. He's taking great care of his body. I saw this deal where it said he spends a little over $1 million a year on maintenance for his body, and that's how he's dominated. It isn't necessarily that he has the best skill set. It's that his skill set with his size and athletic ability is what allows him to dominate. Like, the thing about LeBron that – and it's just like Tom Brady. You know, I'm a Patriots fan, so I never got oversaturated on him. If you weren't a Patriots fan, you
got oversaturated.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying if you're a fan of him, you don't. Like, I appreciate what LeBron's done, but his tie-in with ESPN and all this clutch stuff where it just gets shoved down your throat, it's like, yes, but he's done it.
But is this just because he grew up in the age of social media where we didn't?
Could be.
I got to say, like, if Jordan – had as much social media and everything.
Oh, who knows what we'd think?
Yeah. I don't think they would be the same. Jordan was smart about it.
Yeah, but
Jordan
was
really
smart
protective of his image. Yeah, oh, playing. Speaking of Jordan, I saw where Pippen, Grant, and Longley.
Oh, you're talking about the Last Dance
tour, and they started in Australia. And I saw it, and Jordan's already won. You want to know why? Horace Grant sitting up there talking shit about it. Where Jordan's?
What?
Yes.
How you doing that?
Neighboring red and white Jordan.
Yes.
Like, I know it's romanticized, but like, if you're gonna do that, doesn't that seem so petty and bitter?
Well, if we look like forward, what I'm looking forward to see is they said they have one on Kobe they're gonna do. It was kind of like the Last Dance. I'm sure LeBron will have one too. I'd be really curious to see more behind the scenes stuff because we get to see a fair amount of it now through social media. I'm just curious to see, you know, how was it in 2011 when they lost to the Mavs?
I'm getting distracted because this guy that walked in is over here cutting limes.
And my dog's trying to fence.
He is. The dog, Marley wants a. Why is he cutting limes, Mongo?
For the beer.
What kind of beer?
Corona.
Nah.
Which Corona. Was not meant for the beer. It was meant to keep the gnats away.
That is true.
Yes.
So, you know. One question with the NBA All-Star. Would it be going too far to do what the MLB did where we can't get these guys to play, so
do the home court
gets home court.
That's the next step. They're gonna have to do something.
I'd like to see like a home run derby with NBA players.
That's the 3-point contest. Or you mean just let them go play baseball?
You're saying just go play literal baseball?
Yeah.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah, Jordan, I don't want to see that.
You know, Jordan would be like, all right, I'm coming out for this. I'm coming back out of retirement.
What do you think Jokic looks like swinging for the fences?
Yeah, this would be terrible.
Like, he got a hold of one, though.
Like he doesn't give a shit, just like when he's playing basketball.
Probably. That's exactly what it looks like.
Have you ever seen the videos of playing basketball in Serbia with what the crowds are like?
What are the crowds like? I
got some videos. Like,
or if I have, I forgot.
Dude, they are raging. It's like they're at a freaking concert. Fire in the background, people with blowtorches.
What?
That's how they play basketball in Serbia.
They're just setting fires?
Yeah. So whenever they're like, you know, does this affect you? Does that affect you? And you'll hear Jokic, he'll say, brother, I'm from Serbia. Yeah.
Do you realize what's happening around us right now, Biggie?
Yep.
It's the sign that the show is coming to an end. Mongo keeps motioning to our guest, holding his beer up in the air, muttering things. What do you want to say about your beer that's so damn important?
It's from
it's cinnamon.
Boulevard Brewing Company.
Okay.
And
it's cinnamon.
What percent is this cinnamon?
Don't remember.
9.5.
You already knew that, Greg. You researched it.
That's what she said.
Because
yeah. Anyways, that's all it is. It's cinnamon, cinnamon roll beer.
Cinnamon roll beer.
And it's 9.5%.
Is it?
It looks like a stout.
Is it? It definitely looks dark.
It is not good.
All that to get to that point. That is,
I told him not to get it.
Hey, I tried to warn him.
It's better than the Christmas tree beer.
It's still
I
in.
Told him. I said, don't get that.
No, you didn't. You talked me into it. Nah, you were like, hey, guys.
Does it pair well with Mr. your Rollick wasabi like, nuts? Hey,
come look at this. Come look at this.
No, I told him to come look at it because it's hilarious.
One of y'all has to be the adult next time.
I know.
We can't let this happen again. Everybody's toasting and clanging beers. I think that wraps us up. We're going to play some NBA Jam, listen to some music, and have a good evening. Y'all, thanks for letting us invade your ears once again. This has been another episode of the We Don't Know Sports podcast. We'll see you next time. Have a great weekend. And glasses up. You going to chug your cinnamon beer?
Salute.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Boogie wah wah.
What?